Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's pick up some phone lines and let's also visit with Dan Littman. So if you want to join us, the number is 312-981-7200. I'm John Williams. You're listening to WGN. We appreciate that. We were talking about Sean Spicer's job, the press conference that he just held, the daily White House press briefing, and their pushback from what they continue to say is fake news, in this case about Jared Kushner and all of these unnamed sources. Just one other observation about that, and Daniel Lippman joins us now from Politico. He covers the president. He's also been covering the Jared Kushner story for a while. Hi, Daniel. You're on WGN. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
So they are unnamed sources. I wonder how realistic it is to hope or expect. Steve Bertrand, our news guy, is also here. If one of these unnamed sources would just allow themselves to be named, wouldn't that make all of this a lot easier?
They'd be out of work. For one thing.
Yeah, they would have to look for a new job.
And then you wouldn't get the story the next day.
Yeah. But I mean, shouldn't that be a concern of ours if this was going on? Is this a conversation that we should all be having every single day? We're following the development of this story from somebody saying something they're not supposed to be saying.
No, we're not. We're doing it from several people saying something they're not supposed to be, and that's the key.
Sorry,
when
Steve.
But listen, when you hear the stories, I think the Kushner story, the Washington Post based it on six unnamed sources.
Yeah, I noticed they've been counting them.
So that means it wasn't one guy or one woman, with a reporter's ear. The reporter heard it from one, and then others verified it from five other people. That's a big difference. And you're not going to get people to say on the record some of these things. Sometimes they're hurtful. Sometimes, big picture, they may well be helpful
But Daniel, what do you think about this?
I guess I appreciate the concern a lot of readers and listeners have about anonymous sources. But, you need people to tell you stuff that is embarrassing or is not just like a PR line. And so I know when I talk to an anonymous source in the White House, if they tell me something that is new or that I need a confirmation on, then you go to a second person and then you go to the White House press office. And so it's not like reporters are making this stuff up. It's because things that are adversarial journalism, and I mean that in the best possible way, which is holding power accountable and telling readers what's really going on and what's behind the scenes, you need people who don't have their names attached to it, because if everyone's sources were named, then no one would have a job in Washington, D.C.
And also look at when one outlet breaks a story, look at how quickly all of the others follow up with it.
Independently verifying.
Independently, which what that means is that their sources, once it's out, if they weren't going to spill the beans initially, they're supporting it. They're saying, yeah, that's true. It's very rare that you're seeing a major story being broken and it not being verified pretty quickly by other reputable outlets.
And none of the Washington Post and New York Times scoops on Russia and the investigation and Jared have really been shot down, because those publications know their credibility is on the line, and so they're going to bulletproof it. And they have the best reporters in the business covering the White House and the FBI. We have a ton of great reporters at Politico, too, breaking stuff. And so these are people that want to do the best jobs possible. And actually, there's so much White House intrigue and investigation so early on in this presidency that I think readers appreciate, and we're seeing that with record subscriptions at all the top publications. Readers like knowing what's really going on.
Yeah. Spicer said today that these unnamed sources, he says, well, it's an unnamed source. It's an unnamed source. There's no proof there. We don't even know who's saying it. Maybe it's somebody with an agenda. They cast these aspersions on any story that has unnamed sources, which is most of these stories. You've followed Kushner for a while. You've traded community email with him. What do you think of these allegations that he tried to establish or cooperate with a back channel with the Russians?
It looks a little like it was amateur hour. Jared's a smart guy. He doesn't know everything in the world. But it looks like both the Trump people and the Russians, they wanted this secure communication channel because they thought that if they use normal channels or just, you know, then the Obama administration would listen in on what Trump might have said to Putin you know, during the transition, even though those channels were never set up. And so it, I don't think it was a nefarious thing. It was just ham-handedness and kind of a lack of professionalism. And, you know, I don't think it's always the best idea to go to Russian facilities and so they can listen in on everything using, you know, Russian communications equipment.
I wonder how it actually would have been carried out, literally. So would a member of the Trump transition team go to some facility that the Russians control in Washington and put on headphones and then talk to somebody back in Moscow or talk to somebody in Washington, D.C.? What did they actually think was going to happen? Do you know?
That's the kind of the million-dollar question. We don't know because those discussions didn't go as far as that. But you know, there are Russian consulate facilities in New York, and so maybe they could have brought some of the equipment over, or you know, Trump could have gone to you know, the Russian consulate and made, you know, phone calls. It doesn't look like this like grand. It doesn't seem like something out of a James Bond film with, you know, agents from the, you know, NSA or the GCHQ, you know, setting this up. It seems like Trump told Jared, hey, I want to talk to Putin in a private manner. Can you help set that up? I don't think this was Jared freelancing. And so, like, I don't, you know, Jared's smart enough to listen to what his father-in-law
wanted. Okay, but if
wanted.
if that's the case, then I think that's another level of dereliction, then, don't you? If it came from the president-elect?
Yeah, that's the. We haven't nailed that down because Jared is not going to tell the press, hey, Trump told me to do this.
Yeah.
So basically they're shooting themselves in the foot by letting this drag on and harming Jared's reputation.
It's 2 o'clock. I got to run. Let's follow this story this week and the week after that and the week after that. All right, Daniel?
Yes, sounds good.
Appreciate your time. From Politico, Daniel Lipman.